prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it's 20 July 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so glad you're with us. So we got three guests on tonight. I'll tell you about all three of them in just a minute. But I want to say this bomb the area, Coach Dave Dubemeyer, coming on with a preacher friend of his named Clint Harper. You don't miss that. But our first guest, I'm going to tell you about in a second. I think you're going to be tickled to hear from him. But anyway, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, I'll be in the office all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. Like to talk to you if you have something you want to ask about, or maybe if I can help you see anything as far as spiritual counseling, please feel free to call. I'll do what I can. I'm just a servant. But I believe me, folks, I'm not unreachable. You need to talk to Pastor Butch. You let us know. If you call any time during the week, Lisa will find me, and I'll call you back. That's what we're here for. But we'll be in office tomorrow. Take orders, whatever you want to do. And you can call and pick on Crystal if you like. I mean, she always likes being picked on. She gets it whether she likes it or not. But we'll be in office, like I said, between 9 and 4. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, this special is still on through the end of the month on the t-shirts and the books I've written. It's still on. We're down to, I only have 5 books left as far as 5 different titles. I got some more coming. I got to get them printed, but I'm going to do some rearrangement on them. But I have 5 of them left for $25, folks. If you want them, please write and just tell me you want them. I think you'll find all of them very interesting books. I do. Not because I wrote them, but because of biblical and their sound teaching. And you want a copy of them, let us know. We'll send right out to you. Just call tomorrow and tell us what you want. We want so much to be a blessing to you if at all possible. And, of course, the book that was sent to me by my brother Matt Teeman out of Texas, Once Saved, Always Saved, the lie of that teaching, folks, is available for $5 or $6, whatever you can afford, just enough cover postage. They donate to us to help us with the ministry. We have several of them left. And, folks, if you want to know the truth about this, here's a chance to find out. If you don't want to know, don't get it, because if you know the truth and you're accountable for it. But I'll tell you this also, if you've been offered the truth and don't listen, you're still accountable for it. You can never hide from it. Once ignorance has been dispelled, folks, you can't get it back. It's going forever. So remember that. But again, it's off today tomorrow. Like I said, I'd love to talk to you tomorrow. Now, our guest tonight, our first guest, a gentleman I just talked to on the phone a week or so ago, a friend of mine named Brenda Donlin, who works with the Constitution Party in West Virginia, said, you know, a gentleman running for state senate, and he's running as an independent. But he's also, she said he was a doctor, a therapist, and I had no idea what kind of therapist he was. And I want to discuss that first with Dr. Lee Forbes. I want to discuss this area first. I want to get to the fact he's running for office in the U.S. Senate, in the state senate in West Virginia, in our county, in Fayette County, and Greenbrier County, I think one more county, Summers County, and he's asking people to support him. But I want to talk to him about something else I learned about him. Went to see him yesterday. And to say I was impressed with him, and he's got a lovely wife. I was impressed with her also. But to work with Dr. Lee and to see what he could has done for people and the expertise he sat down and used to show me what he's going to do was phenomenal. So, Dr. Lee, before getting into anything really in detail, say hi to the folks and tell them who you are.
Well, hello, everyone. My name's Lee Forbes, and I am I'm a mixed bag of tricks. I've had quite a colored past, from being a commercial diver to a general contractor to a pilot, and I have, for the last couple of years, we've had a practice that is a pain relief practice called Aruka Touch in Beaver, West Virginia. And what we do is simply, it's the ministry of touch. It's like I was speaking with a lady today. She walked out of our office pain-free, as most do. But when you go to get treatment these days, they either want to give you medicine or cut you, but very few people touch you. And what we do is neuromuscular manipulation, and doing so by backing up and putting together where the pain is actually coming from has helped so many people, hundreds of people, to be pain-free for the first time in many years in some cases. And so that's what I do now. That's the most important part, I suppose. Well, I don't know, being a father, being a husband, being a grandfather, that's pretty important, too.
That, no doubt. But, folks, I want to tell you, and this, again, was not the topic that I was going to choose, but I want to tell you about his practice because I am so impressed with what he's done. I have had back problems for many, many years. I've been to regular doctors, and as he said, they prescribe you a pain pill, and the pain goes away, but the problem doesn't. Been to chiropractors, and I have a good one. He's very good, and that's what's your last name, Goodwin, Wingoodwin. But he's a good chiropractor. He's helped me through a lot of hard times with my back, big time. But I've never been to someone who worked with, not with the skeletal body, but the muscular part of your situation. And Dr. Lee sat down yesterday and showed me where my pains originated, what caused the problem. And that was about a half hour with consultation, then over an hour on the table of manipulation. And I can say this truthfully, and I'm saying this honestly, and you'll not find there's not another doctor in our area anywhere. He gets patients from New York and Chicago, different places, that he actually helps them that have had constant pain in their lives for many years. He's actually fixed the problem, not just give them a pill to numb the pain. This band's available to meet with anybody. And if you're out there anywhere in this audience tonight and you're hurting with any kind of pain in your body, I don't care, your back, your legs, your arms, shoulders, whatever, you need to call Dr. Lee. And I know if you live a long ways off, it's hard to get here. But if you try to live with the pain, it's worth a shot. And one thing I will say about this gentleman, if what he does doesn't help you, he doesn't charge you. Now, I want you to try to find that anywhere else, by the way. Anyway, I went in just to see him for about an hour and a half, a little bit longer than maybe I'd come out of the office. And for the first time in many years, I actually got in the car without any aches or pains in my body. First time in many years. I just told them a little bit ago they had a little bit of lower back pain today. I'm going back in again for another readjustment. But I was so impressed that for the first time when I got out of his office, I could feel I was walking taller, standing straighter, and I had no pain whatsoever anywhere in my body. And when I got in the car and I felt my body felt like it's totally relaxed, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Come home, sit down in my chair, and just kind of let my body unwind. What a good feeling that was, to not have any pain at all. And to walk around most day there with no pain in my back, that is so rare for me. So I don't want to get in a lot of detail on this, folks, because I do want to talk about his run for office. But if you live anywhere in West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, anywhere, and you're having problems with your body and pain, may I highly recommend that you come see Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee, what do you want to add to that?
Well, what can I add to that? We have so many people that have had such incredible positive experiences like this, and I don't take the credit for myself. Like I told you yesterday, I know God has gifted my hands. I had, the way I got into this, I own a roofing company. In 2012, I fell off the roof head first, 12 feet, was paralyzed from the neck down. And a year and a half later, I found out about the guy that developed the technique that we use down in North Carolina. Went down, spent 2 hours on his table, and like you, I came out pain-free, and I said, I've got to do this. And my wife and I, he has a school in Charlotte. We went to his school, we studied, we became licensed, certified, and here we are giving it to the folks of West Virginia today. But it is. It's amazing. We work with everything from plantar fasciitis in your feet to TMJD and frozen shoulders, spinal issues, anything that is soft tissue associated is pretty much a done deal. And most of our people are one and done, unless it's been a chronic situation like yours, where muscle has memory, and sometimes it'll take two trips, maybe three, but generally two trips is the most people have with us. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing, and our phone number for people that would like to get in touch with us is 681-207-1617. 207-1617, or they can look us up online. It's Aruka. Aruka is a Hebrew word for healing and restoration. And it's Aruka Touch, A-R-U-K-A-H, touch.com. A-R-U-K-A-H, touch.com. So, yes, it is something that we absolutely love doing. I really do. Matter of fact, I love doing it so much I don't want to do what we're about to talk about.
I hear you. And by the way, I want to, if you will let me, if you have a website, sure. If you email it to me, I'd like to add your website to our website so you can explain what you do on our website too to help people. And folks, again, I can highly, highly recommend this. I really and truly can. I've been spreading the word already about it to people that I know. And if you need any help for any kind of pain in your body, please, please, please give him a call. Ask him questions. And run that number by him and give him one more time, please, Dr. Lee.
All right. It's 681-207-1617.
All right, folks, give him a call tomorrow and talk to him at 681-207-1617. Again, he is running for office here in West Virginia, and I know how he feels. He doesn't want to do it, but he knows somebody has to do something different. And for those listening, I know I have several listeners in the Fayette County area, in Nix County area, and places through there. If you listen tonight, I want you to keep this man's name in mind. It's Dr. Lee Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S. It's actually Harry Lee Forbes. Lee Forbes, F-R-B-E-S. He runs independent for U.S. for West Virginia Senator this coming general election. And Dr. Lee, I got to ask you, I mean, you have Republicans, you have Democrats running everywhere. Most people know there's only two parties, and you can only vote two ways, one or the other. And if you don't vote for the one or the other, you're throwing your vote away. I vehemently disagree with that, because to vote what's morally right is never a waste of time. Your candidate may not win, folks, but to do what you do to glorify God is never a waste of time, no matter what the results are in the election. But you go ahead and tell the folks what made you decide to run.
Well, let's back up to that whole Democrat-Republican thing. You know, years ago, it was one person, one vote. It didn't matter if you were associated with any kind of party. And over time, they have desensitized us to the fact that we, the people, are the government, not the leadership that we elect or elected officials. Sometimes I use the word leadership very loosely, because there's not much up there to be following. But nonetheless, we've come to a point where, like you said, people believe that it's either Republican or Democrat, and if you're anything other than that, you don't have enough validity, you don't have the the wherewithal to be involved in government. And we're trying to break that mold, and we may not, but if it's a God thing, then it's going to happen. I have been so frustrated in the last years, oh my goodness, you know, the last decades, with the performance of the Republican Party. I am a conservative. I am a constitutionalist. I am a Christian. I am an evangelist. I also write books of Christian devotional poetry. And so it has been my determined effort to try to live and share a moral life with the people around me, and at the same time point them to the one source of life, which is Jesus Christ. And so, anyway, it has just become so frustrating to watch as the Republican Party, which used to be considered the conservative party, has become not much more than a liberal unit of the Democrats. We forgot how to fight. We have forgotten how to even take a stand for anything. It's over the years, over the past few years, we've watched as the Republicans have just conceded to whatever the Democrats wanted. And yet the Democrats, I have to give them this, they know how to fight. They know how to stand firm on whatever platform, no matter how distorted and perverted it may be. And they know how to stand together. Even if there's infighting, they can still stand together against a common enemy. We, on the other hand, you know, Republicans who by and large are, or conservatives who by and large are Christians, have in our mind, we want to believe that there is good in everybody. And so we get blindsided by people who have basically given their souls to the devil, who have no moral regard. They're actuated by power and money. And so they will do anything to get to that point. We have one state senator that I'm running against is supposed to be a pastor, but he won't take a stand against abortion. So looking at the whole array of things and saying, where are the people who are taking a stand and saying, yes, as our president previous has said, one, we are at war. We have been infiltrated over a period of decades into our government leadership, into our schools, into our communities, into big business. And that infiltration has drawn down the moral regard of our country. And so when we have this invasion taking place, people don't know what to do. And literally, we are being invaded. I have documentation that since 2016, illegal aliens have been flown into Morgantown and into Clarksburg, bused to Charleston, gone to an office, been given a green card and a Social Security card, and then bused out somewhere in the country. I have no clue where. And that is so illegal, but it's been happening. And, you know, what more is going to be happening? I, like you, am a student of prophecy, and I know that before Jesus comes, things are going to get really spicy. And that may be what we're on the cusp of. But at the same time, we as a people, not just as Christians, but moral American citizens who have a law known as the Constitution, need to take a stand to defend that Constitution, to defend the rights of all people who are legally born as United States citizens. And at this moment in time, it is quickly being eroded. So that's why I'm running, because I can't find anybody else that wants to take that stand.
Oh, my goodness, man. You were walking into a Wildcat fight, and I want you to know that. And I don't know what else I can do to help you, Brother Lee. I'll do what I can to get your name out there. That's why I brought you a few seniors yesterday to give you to get you on the ballot. Folks, which you'll be on there no problem this fall. And if you live in these four county areas, against Nicholas, Fayette, Greenbrier, Summers.
And Monroe. So it's
Monroe. I forgot Monroe. All right. Forgive me, Monroe citizens. I didn't mean to forget you. But those counties, if you live in that area, keep in mind Lee Forbes. Please do that. I'll have him on again sometime, again this later this summer, but I want you to know who he is. And if they want to help you in any way, how can they contact you?
Well, they can get hold of me. I need to put together, I'm in the process of trying to get my act together as far as getting a website together, but they can call me directly. My cell phone number is 304-661-4723. They can Facebook me. I am on Facebook as Lee Forbes, and also as Lee Forbes for West Virginia Senate. So if they want to get in touch and we can talk, there are some things that people need to realize. I am not going to be accepting any PACs. I'm not going to give that hollow word of transparency. I am all about exposure. I believe that the people of the state need to have exposed to them what is taking place in Charleston. They need to know, have an opportunity to give feedback on bills that are being considered, on public servants. I'm going to use that instead of politician, because I'm not a politician. If I'm elected, I'm going to be a public servant. And that's what we all should be if we are involved in any type of government. And Amen. So everybody needs to know what these people are doing, so they can let them know what their feeling is, because we're supposed to be representing the people and their best interest. You won't find me going to any parties. Don't want to take any chances. My focus is going to be the work that needs to be done for the people of West Virginia, because as the adage goes, where West Virginia goes, the nation goes. And I believe that.
Never heard that before. That's interesting. Okay. Never heard that. But I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said I might have made it up. No, I didn't. I heard it before somewhere, honestly. Someone told me one
I believe
time
you.
Where West Virginia goes.
Well, we live in, and I tell people all the time, there are no such thing as a good place in this country living longer as far as liberty and righteousness goes. There's very few places left where you can claim any of that. We live in one of the better places, and West Virginia is one of the more, we'll say, freedom-loving states, what there is of it. And I'm not saying much. It really isn't. But at least we can carry a weapon here to defend ourselves in our pocket or on the side. Nobody cares. We don't need a permit to ask permission to defend ourselves. We're one of 28 states now that can do that. But Dr. Lee is running again for West Virginia Senate. And, folks, if you want to talk to him, you can give his personal number already. Give it one more time, Dr. Lee.
All right. It's 304-661-4723. If I don't recognize a number, I let it go to voicemail. You leave me a voicemail, and I will call you back unless it's just a profane statement that you're leaving, and I won't give you the dignity of responding.
Good for you. And, folks, again, I want to highly recommend, I don't care how far you away listen to this, if you live in a pain, why not come and give Dr. Lee a shot of fixing that problem? And if it doesn't work, you don't owe a penny. And I don't know if a doctor in the whole country would say, well, you come in and see me and I'll let you do it for free if I don't help you. No, don't work that way. This guy's this way. And you can call his office at 681-207-1617. 681-207-1617. His prairie wife, Katrina, will probably answer the phone. Believe me, she's the prettiest one of the bunch over here. I want you to know that. But anyway, you need to give him a call and talk to him if you want to help him run for office. All the ones that counted you just mentioned, please do what you can to help him, support him, call him, ask if you're going to pass out some cards later on or some signs put out. I'm sure you will. He'll give you some if you'll help him to help get elected in the Senate of West Virginia. And folks, we need men like him. He's like I said, he's not going to be taking part in any events where he'd be compromised, thinking he's trying to get along with the crowd. We don't need men to get along with the crowd. We need men to stand out and do what's right, no matter what the cost. And Dr. Lee, we're down about the last about a minute and a half. What do you want to say?
Well, just to illustrate what you were saying about our let's go back to Aruka, just because I want people I want people to be healed. I want people to be restored. I mean, we want them. And when you make this statement, when you made the statement about how we don't charge, and it's literally true. In 2 years that we've had the practice in Beaver, only three people have not been fixed, and they had issues that went beyond what we could do. And so that's how successful the work is that we're doing for God. And if by chance I don't make it into the Senate, I plan to just be there to keep fixing people. So don't throw the number away, folks. If you are hurting, seriously, we want to help you. We have people coming from multiple states already: New York, Kentucky, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and everybody has found it worth the trip. So,
All right. We
need your prayers more than anything.
Folks, I will say, I mean, I've met the man personally, talked on the phone a couple times before that, met him personally for quite a while yesterday, got a chance to talk to him and his beautiful bride, and we had a great conversation, a good time of fellowship, and then he did some manipulation of my body I never had done to me before, ever, and I walked out of there pain-free. I had a little bit of back pain this morning, go back to see him again to get some more readjustment done. Sometimes he says it takes two or three trips to get all wrapped all out of your body. But he did things I never heard of before. And Dr. Lee, I want to thank you I want to thank our Father for getting us together, for one thing, because this, I don't believe in coincidence at all. And I wish you the best in everything you do. And we'll be in touch again, I'm sure, to come and see you in person. And also, we'll do another broadcast later on, a little further down the line. We're getting closer to what's happening with the election. When you get some campaign aids ready to go out, like signs and cards, whatever, let me know. We'll help distribute some of those, too.
All right, great. Thank you, Pastor Butch. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward
to
seeing you.
You too. And you tell Katrina I said hello.
I certainly will. She she really enjoyed meeting
me. Well, right back at her. I really appreciate her. Thanks so much, Dr. Lee. I'll be in touch, and I really will. Folks, you heard that. Give him a call, 681-207-1617. After the break, we're going to talk to Coach Dave Dobemeyer and a preacher friend of his that we're going to talk to about what's happened down in Georgia with the Stones. His name is Pastor Clint Harper. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought three mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using three sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, let's jump right back in. I don't want to take any time away from the rest of this the broadcast. First topic mentioned that if you listen on shortwave on 6115, Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver, the commercial you just heard, is the one to pay for this hour. Give her a call and talk to her. At least thank her for the hour, okay? And also, Brother Mick in New Mexico asked for prayer. I won't get any details. You may not want to share a detail that Brother Mick needs some prayers and a slight miracle in his life for him and his wife, okay? And again, of course, tomorrow, Thursday, it'll be an office all day tomorrow, like I said, from 9 to 4. Love to hear from you. That's what we're here for tomorrow, to talk to you. Now, I have two guests coming on. The one you know is a madman. His name is Coach Dave Dubmar. Y'all know him. Y'all know he's totally off the wall. He's a right-wing extremist. He's a terrorist. He wants to pray in public, all kinds of stuff like that. And he has a friend he brought on, Pastor Clint Harper, who'd been before the commissioners in his county in Georgia, tell him they want to tear those guidestones down. He went out and prayed against it, along with Coach Dave and others. And the good Lord heard the prayer and struck the guidestones, and they're now gone. Although some people want to rebuild them already, but they're gone right now. And both these gentlemen have been somewhat accused of under suspicion, have something to do with this. And I have to say they had. I amen them. I'll pull out Pam on the back, and I say I'm ashamed I wasn't there with them. I'm glad they prayed them down. God heard the prayers. That just thrilled me to pieces. Our God's in charge, folks. And if you think that's about, you think I was something, wait till you see the rest of this story coming up in the next few years. But anyway, Coach Dave, welcome to the program.
Pastor Butch, talk like a machine gun, walk like a tank or something like that. Isn't it, buddy? Good to be with you. And,
good to have you.
You're the kind of guy who would have showed up with us down there at those Georgia Guidestones. And I know, speaking for Pastor Clint, that we're honored to be on here with you tonight, brother.
Well, it's good to have both of you. Yeah. Pastor Clint Harper, this is your first time. I don't think I ever talked to you before that I remember, but it's an honor meeting you. And I want you to know that you're part of the family. You make yourself to home. You got people listening all over the world to what you have to say. And I want you to speak from your heart like I know you will, and open up your mouth to speak whatever God tells you to speak. Which one of you wants to go first?
Well, let me lay the scene here a little bit for you, Pastor Butch.
Okay.
As you kind of said earlier, I'm kind of a wild and crazy guy, you know, and I'm one of those guys that believes, still believes the Bible and still believes Joshua 1, that every place we put our feet, it's given unto us as an inheritance. Only be strong and very courageous and be not afraid and be not dismayed. And we believe in going out and trying to take back territory that the devil's stolen from us. And one of the places that we journeyed to was back on November 11th, 2020, just after the election, which, by the way, was the 400th anniversary of the signing of the Mayflower Compact. We were down there at the Georgia Guidestones there, just outside of Royston, Georgia. Pastor Clint Harper came and met with us there. We took about 100 and maybe 120 of us that were down there from all over America. We did a Jericho walk. We erected the form of the Ten Commandments. We put up a cross and we prayed that thing down. Because Pastor Butch, we believe that a lot of these things throughout America, not the Georgia Guidestones in particular, because that was really, really an important monument to them, we liken it to like a spiritual cell tower. And say, what do you mean by a cell tower? Well, we know that cell towers all throughout wherever we all live, even down there in Nettie, West Virginia, they have cell towers that relay a message from tower to tower to tower. And we believe that the Georgia Guidestones and Stonehenge, and we could go through a lot of these different places, we believe those are cell towers in the spiritual realm. In other words, that the evil forces communicate through these high places that they put up. And one of them happened to be in Alberton, Georgia, the Georgia Guidestones. I'd followed it from a distance for a while, and I just said to our group of wild and crazy guys, let's go down there and let's pray over that and let's pray that thing down. Now, I'd known Pastor Clint Harper for probably about 15 years, and he was a good old running back at Georgia Southern, my kind of guy, and I got a hold of him and said, hey, Clint, we're coming down. Well, he came out and he joined us. This is 2 years ago now, almost 2 years ago, and he was part of it, and we did our thing, and then we just sat back and prayed that the Lord would do his thing. And I don't know if any of us, Butch, really believed that we would see in such a miraculous way those things come tumbling down. Now, let me give you a little bit more information and I'll shut up. Clint Harper, who I've known, again, as I said, I've known him for a while, and he has, in my opinion, territorial authority. He lives down there. People in his church go live there in Elbert County. So he has territorial authority. And Pastor Clint not only took his church to the Guidestones and held a Sunday morning service there, Butch, he had the courage to go to the county commissioners and demand that those things be torn down. Butch, they are a religious monument. on government property, right? And the violation of the so-called church and state, the violation of separation of church and state and religious monuments on public property is a no-no. And Pastor Clint went and presented that to him, but lo and behold, somebody knocked those things down before we ever got around to it. Now, before I let Clint come in here, Pastor Butch, I want to say this for the FBI and all those three-letter audiences that maybe would be listening right now. We as Christians, we don't tear things down, Butch. We don't believe in vandalism. We don't go down there and get trucks and throw straps there and pull things down. We don't set off bombs and blow things up. We believe that when we attack in the spiritual realm. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we went down there. We took spiritual authority over those things. And I don't know if we can claim credit for it or not, Butch, but I can tell you this. Those things aren't standing anymore, are they?
No, they're not. No, they're not, man. We didn't directly take him down, but we have a Father that listens to our prayers, and I do believe he honored our prayers. And just wanted to show, man, on a small scale, he's still God. He's still God, and he'll not be mocked forever. Folks, you better take that to the bank. If you go to church every weekend and you think you're walking as a Christian when you're compromising with evil, I got news for you, my friends. You're going to hell. You just don't know it yet. Brother Clint, do you want to take over now? Oh, go ahead, Dave. You want to say anything else?
No, let Clint tell you what he did because, again, I think one of the key elements were that Butch, listen, none of us really want to take credit for it. Say, yeah, we did that, right? Because there have been other groups who've shown up there and prayed. I began to hear from more of them who had done it. And so for us to say, boy, it was our prayers that brought it down. No, we're like an artillery, right? Everybody lobs bombs in there at certain times. And so there have been a lot of people have been praying against these dark forces. But Clint Harper, Pastor Clint Harper, was the boots on the ground guy who lives down there in old Ty Cobb country and said, we're going to go up there and we're going to take authority over them. So let Pastor Clint come in and tell his story and everything that they went through to try to get the county commissioners to tear those things down.
Go right ahead, Pastor, and welcome to the program. Tell us, before you do that, though, very quickly, give us a little bit of a bio. Who are you? Where'd you come from?
Well, I'm pretty much nobody. I owned a tree service company for a long time, and Lord blessed, and he called me into the ministry, and I thought, boy, I'm the least likely human to be in the ministry called a pastor, but I've been pastoring the same church for about 20 years now. And it's an active church. We don't hold back when we're talking in the political realm or spiritual realm. And Coach Dave, he called me up one day and said, we're going down to Georgia Guidestone. You're the one that has territorial authority and like for you to come. That's great. And, you know, then COVID and all the other things. And it just been on my heart for a while. And Memorial Day weekend, I just told our church, I said, we're going to meet down at the Guidestones, which is about 20 miles from our church. We're in Franklin County, and the Guidestones are in the joining county, Elbert County. I do have some people that come to our church that is that's from Elbert County. And so we go down there and we have our service. And I went back actually the other day and listened to the service. And when I was praying, I even said, lay it on the commissioner's heart to take these things down. And that's when it started, it was placed in my heart. We got to go through the commissioners. The commissioners are the ones that are going to take these things down. So I called, got on the agenda, and they were kind of hesitant on putting me on the agenda, but they did. I suspect that they thought I was going to go in there and preach and tell them how evil it was. But one thing the devil hates is truth.
Amen.
And I went there and started revealing some truths whose property is on. It was amazing how many people didn't know that the county owned that property. And
I want to say one thing, Pastor, and Dave too. Maybe you have an answer. I don't know. No one knows for sure who put those up. That they were put up on county property, but yet the county said nothing about something mysterious showing up on their property.
Yeah, the whole thing is shrouded in darkness, and I was there to pull back the darkness and shine light on it. And I was a county commissioner for 4 years here in Franklin County, and I know when the board gets in trouble about something, we let the lawyer take over, and that's exactly what happened. The lawyer kind of took over. I would ask the chairman the question, but the lawyer would answer it. And so I asked them who maintained it and who watched the cameras, and the county did all that. Who cleaned up, because several times it had been vandalized. Who cleans that up? Well, that's my tax money. And so I just blatantly asked them. I said, you know that the county owns a monument that says to kill off 6.5 billion people. And I said, is the county for genocide? Because the monuments are. And we went in back and forth about, well, that ain't what it says. I didn't read. I said, but words have meaning. And so we got to the religious aspect of it. And in that it says, one part, I can't quote it, but, you know, to have harmony with the infinite.
Right.
Well, that makes it a religious monument. And I asked, I said, who is the infinite? And, of course, the lawyer says, it's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I said, no, sir. This is not a Christian monument. This is a Luciferian monument, because my God, Jesus, says, replenish the earth. This monument says, kill off the earth. And so I told him, I said, make no mistake about it. This is not Christian.
Amen.
And, so we went, and I said, and I came out and asked them. I said, will you take a vote tonight to remove those monuments? All they had to do was take a vote and vote it down. But they wouldn't even take a vote. They was not going to entertain that. And so I said, okay, you won't take a vote on that. Well, then I want to place a Christian cross and Ten Commandments on that property and have the same square footage as the Godstones do. And I want the county to maintain and to surveil it. And they wouldn't do that. So I kind of got shut down after that, and I called back because I had found more information that they had said that the county recently came in possession of the property, and I found out that it was signed over to the county October 1st, 1979. They put up the monuments, and the monuments were dedicated March 22nd, 1980. So I was going to go back and reveal this, and there was some other stuff. And what I wanted to find out was, since it was on county property, it was county money put into building those things. But when I wanted to come back, they denied my request. And so I was going to go further legally. And then before the meeting, I got the call Wednesday night that they had been... Something had happened, you know, it's been torn down.
Well, they wouldn't let you come back and ask these questions. They said, you're not come back, talk to us again, is what they said, basically, right?
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Darkness hates light.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So, what all this is happening, obviously, and we're seeing it happen. Y'all watching this come together in the meetings, you're denied the right to ask questions, and they won't even answer a valid question. If that's allowed to be put there, why can't I put a Christian symbol there? They wouldn't even let you do that. So obviously this is a stacked deck. Go ahead.
Let me jump in here real quick, Butch, because I think this is really, really kind of germane to the whole thing that was going on. Number one, they really won't say what it was that brought the Guidestones down. They said an explosion, whatever that means. And they showed now this thing's under 24-hour surveillance, right? So they got all the pictures, and they showed some bogus car driving up there that they tried to hang it on. But Butch, think about this, brother. When that thing blew up, one of the pillars came down. Some of the others up on top had been damaged. And Butch, it went off about 4 o'clock in the morning during that day, 4 o'clock, and Butch, by 4 o'clock that afternoon, the county had pulled those things all the way down. They didn't even leave those monuments back up for an inspection. Butch, if somebody blew those things up,
they would up.
Wouldn't the tobacco
ATF all those? Yes.
Butch, it was down within 12 hours, pulled down by the county themselves. So in a funny sort of way, Pastor Clint's prayer and request really had been answered. We don't know what happened. We don't know if the lightning struck it. Some say it was a high-energy weapon. Who knows exactly what it was? All we know is, Butch, those things are no longer standing.
Amen. And I will say this. It looked like lightning to me, but I'm not nowhere qualified to save lightning. But Phil Hudock, coach, it is a physics teacher. He said it was definitely lightning that took that down. And I believe he's right on that.
They've had explosive experts to look at it frame by frame and said it was lightning, that it was not an explosion, because if you look, and he showed it frame by frame, and when that hit, the light, the yard light that they had, got very bright.
Yes.
I mean, but the thing about it is, they did not, according to the Elberton Star, they did not get the call in. They didn't even know it happened. I don't know who was doing the surveillance on it, but they didn't even know it happened. Somebody called in at 6:48, I believe it was. And so, you know, they came out there, but the GBI and everybody probably didn't get there till 9 o'clock, but by 4 o'clock they were down.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And I told the GBI, I said, you know, the way that thing was handled, this is going to be a conspiracy that ranks right up there with who shot Kennedy, because not only that happened,
right,
but they did. There was a time capsule there. And so they show this stage picture of them digging up the time capsule with a guy holding a tape measure, like he was measuring down, and he probably wasn't 4 feet down. And then they said there was no time capsule there. So, I mean, the whole thing is just weird.
It's bogus all the way through. And we're running out of time so quickly. And Brother Clint, sometime I got to get you back on again, discuss more detail on this and what you do in Georgia. She sounded to me like a man I'd like to meet sometime and shake your hand. But I would like both of you would comment on the movie Bloody Hill. I have a listener, Daryl, out of Pennsylvania, says, please, Pastor, bring this up. Coach and Brother Clint, both of y'all, what about this movie Bloody Hill?
Thanks, Butch, for giving me some time to talk about that. Folks, listen, you need to go to the website Stop Hate. Hate, like you hate somebody. StopHate.com. And on that website, Stop Hate, which is basically dedicated to what happened on January 6th, the real truth of what happened on January 6th in Washington, D.C. There are still about 75% of the people still incarcerated are veterans, Butch, people who fought for this country. And we've been played as fools by our government, calling it insurrection and what really happened. And if you go to StopHate.com, the video is posted there free. It's called Bloody Hill. And it shows video evidence tells the real story of exactly what happened on the Capitol that day, Butch. Most people don't know this. Four people lost their lives that day, and all four of them lost their lives as a result of what the government did to them, Butch. This is not an assault by the American people upon the Capitol. And what they've done, they've done such a great job of painting it, making it look like it was a violent insurrection by patriots, that even patriots, God-fearing Americans, don't understand the real story. And folks, I would tell you this. This is so important. StopHate.com. Go to Bloody Hill. Watch the video and share it with everybody you know. And when they put this video together, it costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to do it. And they were going to post it, and they were going to charge, $10 to watch it or whatever. And they finally decided this is too important. And they put it out there for free. So you can go at the website, stophate.com, and scroll down to where it says Bloody Hill. And it talks about the real truth. The insurrection that happened there, Butch, was the insurrection of the federal government against we the people. It was just the opposite of what they told us it was.
Of course. Surprise, surprise. Brother Clinch, anything you want to say about that?
Well, when I looked at the movie and really saw what happened, it put terror in my being that our government can do this to citizens. And, you know, if you think for 1 minute we do not live under a tyrannical government, watch this movie. First insurrection in history that there was no weapons. I mean, you know, that's what gets
you're
me.
Right.
But no weapons. There was not one person charged with a gun violation on that day. Did you know that? 2 million yep. people there. They called it an armed insurrection, and not one person arrested for a gun charge. What does that tell you, Butch?
Well, that tells that they're a bunch of liars, and we live with this country run by liars longer than you and I've been alive, Coach, and that's been a while. That's where we are today, folks. Again, go to StopHate.com, StopHate.com, and watch this movie. And, gentlemen, we're down about the last minute and a half. Brother Clint, I'm going to let you say what you want to say, then I'll let Dave kind of sign out. What do you want to say, Brother Clint?
Well, just keep, stay in the fight. We're starting locally here. We've got our county commissioner in commission board in Franklin County is in disarray. The GBI is investigating them. And from the time, start locally, work your way up. We've got to change politics in America.
Amen. And I would suggest first churches, you need to repent before God. They will let it get into this hell of a mess in the first place. Coach Dave, what do you want to say?
Well, exactly the same thing, Pastor Butch. And we have forgotten. Listen, folks, whether you want to realize this or not, we've reached a point in America today where law enforcement's main job is to defend the government. They're not there to defend the people anymore. And so those of us who came up in the country with we the people and all that kind of stuff, Butch, our government, I hate to say it, has become our enemy.
Amen.
It's a seized operation, brother. The Luciferians are in control.
Well, gentlemen, I'm sorry to fight out of time, Coach and Brother Clint. We'll talk in the future, okay?
Thank you.
Amen, brother.
God bless both of you. Folks, I'll see you in Office tomorrow between 9 and 4. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.